Well, as we deal with this coronavirus and so many other issues in our world, I was talking to my mother-in-law last Sunday, and she's 84 years old, and she's so upbeat, and she said, well, we're living through history, and it struck me that it's a good idea to talk to people who have lived through a lot of history. I got an email from a woman named Brenda, and she said that I should talk to her dad, a World War II veteran, who has seen a lot and lived a lot. His name is Philip Solman, and he joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Phil, it's great to talk with you, sir.
Thank you, Dory. Good to talk to you.
You're 96 years old, I'm told. Is that right?
I'm almost a Valentine's baby. February 15th, I'll be 96.
96 coming up, okay. And you served in World War II, Phil?
I did. I served with the 104th Infantry Division. We fought in Europe, France, Belgium, Holland, and Germany.
What sort of missions did you take part in?
Well, we were combat soldiers. We all deserved the infantry badge, which goes only to soldiers who actually fought the Nazis during the Second World War.
My good, how old were you when you went off to fight, Phil?
I was just a kid. I was 18 years old when I got inducted, and I think I was 19 when I went overseas. And our division, the 104th, fought for 195 consecutive days.
Oh, my goodness.
We were lucky enough to miss the Normandy invasion by 3 months. We were still in training. There was other divisions that had more experience than our division.
Okay.
But we got to Europe. We got to landed in Cherbourg, France, in September of 1944.
Were you aware at the time, because what I'm always so in awe of, Phil, is you were just a bunch of kids, you know, 18, 19 years old, and your mission was a simple one, to go and save the world from Hitler. I mean, that is a pretty big deal. Were you aware of the importance and the gravity of what you were a part of?
No. Honestly, Dory, I was not too young for that. I was only interested in girls and having fun at the time.
Tell me about some of the battles you did engage in.
Well, like I say, we landed in Cherbourg, France. We sailed directly from New York Harbor, I think it was New Jersey, in one of the biggest convoys that the United States ever sent over to Europe. And we sailed directly to Cherbourg, France, to clear that port so we could get supplies closer to the troops. Instead of landing on the beach, we landed in Cherbourg. And there was still a little fighting going on there. Shortly after that, I'd say within, we were trained, you motorized, you know, on a troop train to Brussels. We relieved a Canadian army or division that was fighting on the edge of the Belgium-Holland border.
Were you scared at the time, Phil? Or, I mean, I remember when I was 18 and even your generation even more so, were you just too young and tough and full of bravado to be scared?
Scared out of my pants, believe me.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. After...
What did you leave behind when you enlisted? What was your life like as an 18-year-old kid in America before you enlisted?
I was a... a fairly handsome young man, like 18, 19 years old. I went to Garfield High School, and I left a legacy there. I was on the track team and won the All-City 440-yard dash in 1943. That's when I graduated.
Okay.
And looking forward to maybe going to college or maybe working or just take it day by day, see what happens.
Yeah. But all of a sudden, you're in the middle of hell.
But I was drafted right.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't have a chance to think about what would have been, what could have been.
But you guys did it. You saved the world. You saved humanity. And like I said, it's hard to imagine the importance, the enormity of the mission you were on. But that's what you guys went and did.
Yes. Yes, no question about it. when we read the reports and the news, you know, the newspaper clippings and what have you, of what we did, we didn't realize. But we had a job to do, and we did it without question. And God, I don't know, in Holland we cleared the... like I say, we relieved this Canadian outfit. We cleared the port of Antwerp, so
yeah,
supplies could be landed closer to the front lines. Was engaged in the Battle of the Bulge. I'm sorry. I get a little weepy at times thinking about these things.
And explain, it's been almost 80 years, Phil. Why do you still get so emotional 80 years later?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel that I shouldn't be here. I was too lucky. 195 days of combat, somebody shooting a rifle or a pistol or artillery shells at me, personally, at me, and I figured if I could live through the first day of engagement of the enemy, I'm going to make it through. No question about it. But that's the kind of guy I am. I can get weepy at thinking about my youth, for example, just I'm a soft-hearted guy.
I hear that. Well, you're making me weepy just talking to you. It's such an honor for me to be talking to you. So you came home, you guys successfully saved the world, and what was your life when you came back to America?
Well, let's see. I think within a year I was married. I got married too young, and the woman I married was too young, but she bore me three children.
Yeah.
Great kids. And the marriage lasted 20 years, but it was a hellish marriage.
Okay.
I was divorced for about 6 years. And then I married the love of my life, and we've been married now for 45 years.
Oh, my goodness. God
so,
bless you.
I feel like, you know, I got Lady Luck on my left shoulder and God on my right shoulder, and they looked after me.
Yeah.
I never got a scratch. In 6 months of combat, I never drew a drop of blood.
Wow.
Shaving or from the enemy.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, be at the right place at the right time. That
I
was...
guess so. Well, what an honor for me to talk with you, Phil. I know that I know that we've lost a lot of your brothers who were there with you, and I think it's important. So what's your take? Let me just ask you. When you look at what's going on in the world today, whether it be this virus that's locked down so much of the world, we've got an impeachment going on this week, we have 18-year-old kids who can't see beyond the tip of their nose and don't have any selflessness like your generation had to have. What's your view of the world today?
I don't like the world as it is today, Dory. I feel sorry for the young kids, the children that have to take school with a computer,
yeah.
And the high school kids that do the same thing, and we can't go to restaurants, we can't go here, we can't go there. My wife and I have been like quarantined here in our house for since February, since it all started, and very boring, to be exact.
Yeah.
But I'm not the kind of person that needs excitement. I'm very happy in my home. And Dory, if I were to go tomorrow, I would leave no regrets.
No, you've lived quite a life, it sounds like, Phil.
It has been a very exciting life and a good life. Yep.
Yeah.
I've had good people around me. My children, Brenda, for example, and her sisters.
Yeah.
My children, they're just princes. They couldn't be better. They're like a swarm of bees around us. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're still making lives better because I and my listeners, we are much the richer for having talked to you and heard your stories today, Phil. It's
quite an honor, Dory. It's been a pleasure talking to you too.
Okay, well, I'd love to stay in touch. Let's not make this the last time we talk. Okay.
Okay. All right. I go for that.
All right. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Dory.
Okay. Thank you, Phil.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.
That is Phil. Went to Garfield High School. Whew. I am emotional talking to him. Went to Garfield High School, went and fought as an 18-year-old in the European theater of World War II, Philip Suhlman, and what a life. So just wanted to share that with you. Actually, I wanted it for myself, too. I needed something like that this week. All right. Love to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 98973. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.